Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri
Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So devotees, we can just well inform you of something, I mean, for what it's worth. We were meant to go, we are meant to go, and we are going, but we're meant to go to Santon for 2 months and come back at the end of May. But we're probably just going to come back after 3 weeks, I think. So, for what it's worth. And so we'll watch out. We'll be back. Brace yourselves. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we'll see what happens there, but that's the latest. That is the latest. So, Nama Om Vishnupada Krishna Presta Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadeshtarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaiti Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikapa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha. Padhitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, devotees, we were in the middle of, or towards the end of, but not quite at the end of, approaching the end of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Adi Lila chapter 13, the story of Lord Chaitanya defeating Keshav Kashmiri, otherwise known as the Digvijay Pandit. So, first of all, actually, I wanted to read the blessing again. So this is the blessing which comes right at the end of the chapter. Whoever faithfully and attentively hears this pastime of the Lord defeating the Digvijay Pandit will always be victorious. And whoever hears about his captivating pastimes as a scholar will certainly become his eternal servant. So we reached the point, didn't we, devotees, where Lord Chaitanya basically directly or indirectly had made that Digvijay Pandit look foolish, not just look foolish, but had revealed the foolishness of that Digvijay Pandit. And that Digvijay Pandit was basically just sort of, you could say, just spluttering around. He's meant to be a great speaker and Shastri and knower of the truth and so many things like that. But now he can't even speak like a sort of, just even almost like a child who can sort of manage speaking. He actually sounded a bit crazy. Yes. So he became bewildered. I mean, he was bewildered, but then he noticed that he was bewildered. There was a difference between the two. He was trying to impress, but then he realized, wait a minute, I'm not impressing. I'm making a terrible fool of myself. There's one thing, a slip of the tongue, something like that, is, you know, I remember in my battle, the long battle, many years war with the Russian language, once I said to some devotees, at least I thought I was saying, you know, we'll do this, what was it, in like a couple of hours. But I said, we'll do it in a couple of years. And then I just noticed, wait a minute. And the devotees were sort of, you know, snickering away. Yeah. So sometimes you put your foot in it, and then you realize, oh, wait a minute, I just really said the wrong thing. So this is what happened with Keshav Kashmiri, that he was spluttering away, making all these silly noises, and then he realized, oh, what am I saying? This is terrible. So he stopped. And Lord Chaitanya's students laughed. Lord Chaitanya's students laughed. But Lord Chaitanya told them to stop. Don't laugh. He is our guest. He is very respectable gentleman. That sort of idea. So he stopped, and so he became silent. First of all, he came in, he's like this big, pompous, arrogant, completely full of himself, scholar. But now he's just become like a little mouse. And it's all rather pathetic. It's very pathetic, actually. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that when the poetic champion was thus defeated, all the Lord's disciples sitting there began to laugh loudly. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them not to do so. And he addressed the poet as follows. You are the most learned scholar and the topmost of all great poets. For otherwise, how could such fine poetry come from your mouth? Your poetic skill is like the constant flow of the waters of the Ganges. And that Lord Chaitanya said a few things, then he said, such mistakes should be considered negligible. One should see only how such poets have displayed their poetic power. I am not even fit to be your disciple. Therefore, kindly do not take seriously whatever childish impudence I have shown. So Lord Chaitanya told him to go home and just go home. That's all. Just go home. Take a break. Have a rest. Sometimes that's what you got to do. Sometimes you have a bad day in Krishna consciousness. At least I've had that experience. You know, tried to distribute books and it was, you know, not really happening. Tried to do something else, even tried to give a class, it wasn't really happening. And, you know, rather than sort of stress too much, take a break, relax, get your consciousness in order, don't be too attached, chant, try to chant very attentively and nicely. And don't let the modes get in there too much. So that's basically what Lord Chaitanya said to do. Just take a break, and we'll meet tomorrow morning. So, yes. And Lord Chaitanya said, please go home, and tomorrow we may meet again, so that I may hear discourses on the Shastras from your mouth. Just see the humility of Lord Chaitanya. It's really amazing. It's just really amazing. Just always respectful. Nothing less than being very respectful. So Keshav Kashmiri went home, or went to wherever he was staying, and in his mind, because as we mentioned on Tuesday, he was a worshipper. You know, you could say a devotee, but better to say a worshipper of Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. So now, as he's going home, and when he's at home, he was thinking, my dear mother, what have I done? I have obviously offended you, and therefore you have withdrawn your mercy. It's painfully clear. It's just completely obvious. So please help me to understand what has happened, and to understand what I can do to become properly situated. So like this he was praying, and then he took rest. And that night, Mother Saraswati appeared in his dream. And Mother Saraswati told him that, yes, it's true, I have withdrawn my mercy. And the reason is because you were trying to embarrass my master. You were trying to make yourself appear to be superior to my master. I, who give you your potency to speak, I also have a master who gives me that potency, which I can then invest in you. And you have tried to make him seem foolish. You remember what Keshav Kashmiri said? That I've heard that you're a very good teacher of beginner's grammar. You know, what an honor. You couldn't really get much lower than that in terms of being an authority. So he really tried to show off. So Mother Saraswati spoke to him in the dream like that. You know, in our tradition, there are a number of cases where different people have had dreams of, usually of the Lord, or if not the Lord, at least some very elevated personality who gives them some instruction. In Srila Prabhupada's books, it's not so common. If you look in some of the other literatures, with, then you see that it's more common, like Bhakti Ratnakar writes. There are many devotees having significant dreams. But here, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling us that Mother Saraswati appeared in the dream of Keshav Kashmiri and spoke to him like that. That you have tried to make a fool of my master, my worshipable Lord. So, you are not going to get away with that. Rather, I made sure that you looked like a great fool. And she told him, so tomorrow morning, you go back and you offer your humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my Lord, Nimai Pandit. And you beg forgiveness. And you tell him what I've told you, that he is my Lord. And that now you're surrendering to him. So the next morning, certainly, he came back. Let me just see if I can find a little detail of their conversation. I don't know if there really is. Yes. Okay. O learned Brahman. No, wait. Okay. O Lord of the learned Brahmins, please hear me out. The highest perfection in all activities is achieved simply by worshipping you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. You have appeared as a Brahman in this age of Kali. But who has the potency to perceive your real identity? Doubt entered my heart the very moment you asked me questions and then remained silent. When the Lord asked him questions, that's when the Lord was saying, you know, please tell us what are the the attractive features and the faults. Around that time, Keshav Kashmiri, well, just the fact that the Lord remembered verbatim just one of the 100 verses, remembered it verbatim, and then was able to analyze it on the spot in great detail. This is what he's talking about now. Doubt entered my heart the very moment you asked me questions and then remained silent. Now I have personal realization that you are magnanimous and free from any pride. You defeated me 3 times, yet you kept my honor intact. Like we said, when the students laughed, Lord Chaitanya stopped them, and then he so nicely basically glorified Keshav Kashmiri. Is such behavior possible for anyone other than the Supreme Lord? I am convinced that you are that Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have traveled far and wide. The most qualified scholars in each place were defeated by me. They could not even understand my discourses, let alone find fault with them. But in your presence, all my education and intellect seemed to flee. I now realize that this was not an extraordinary feat for you, because you are the Lord and Master of Mother Saraswati. She personally revealed this to me. So like this, in the mood of a very meek and insignificant person, Keshav Kashmiri, then just threw himself at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and spoke in a very repentant mood. And Lord Chaitanya then replied, "Now, O Brahman, leave aside all extraneous engagements and utilize your time worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Krishna for the remainder of your life. Remember that the fruit of true knowledge is tasted when the heart and mind are unflinchingly attached to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Of all activities, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the only manifestation of absolute truth. This is the advice I offer you." So he said other things, actually. But now, the Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri, he had come with a great entourage, elephants. Oh yeah, and you know, musical band or bands, and other of his student scholars, and people fanning him, and all this sort of thing. But Lord Gaurachandra's mercy had such a miraculous effect that the Brahmin, Digvijay, abandoned everything and traveled alone. Yes. He just left everything and just went himself. And of course, the people were so astonished. I mean, the local Navadvip Vasis. They're already extremely impressed with Nimai Pandit, but now they're just completely, you know, it's just like totally fantastic. They could never imagine doing something like this at all. "So I offer my obeisances to the feet of all the residents of Navadvip, for they were fortunate enough to see the Lord's transcendental activities. Whoever faithfully and attentively hears this pastime of the Lord defeating the Digvijay Pandit will always be victorious. And whoever hears about his captivating pastimes as a scholar will certainly become his eternal servant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, an insignificant soul, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So, devotees, we have 15 minutes. I want to go through a story. It's a really nice story. It's actually one of my great favorites from Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly. That's where it's found. And it actually appears in the 9th chapter of the Madhya Leela, which we were going through the other day. One of the days, the other day. Sunday, was it? Anyway, the other day. And it just sort of pops up in the middle of the story of Venkata Bhatta, Lord Chaitanya and Venkata Bhatta, although it's not exactly related. So therefore I didn't touch on it, and I said we'd go through it now. So let's do that. So Lord Chaitanya, we read how he was every day for those 4 months Chaturmasya means literally 4 months. For those 4 months of the rainy season, he was there in Sri Rangam, staying with Venkata Bhatta and his family, including Gopal, who became Gopal Bhatta, and Prabodhananda Saraswati, his brother. Venkata Bhatta's brother was there too. But Lord Chaitanya, every day, he would go down and have darshan in the temple of Ranganath, which is very big and grand and beautiful temple. So every day he'd go down, and he'd actually go down a few times a day. A few times for different darshans at different times. And how many of you have been to Sri Rangam? Okay. Yeah. So before you actually go into the temple room, you could say temple room, sort of the main temple room area, there's a hall with Garuda. And Garuda is big. You know, Garuda is at least up to the ceiling here. Anyway, it's big. And it's a covered hall with pillars. A wide hall. And Lord Chaitanya, as he would go through every day, a few times, going in, then after a little while, coming out, having kirtan, as we read. But every time going in, coming out a few times a day, he saw this one devotee sitting on the side. Every single day, every time, a few times a day, there was this devotee sitting there on the floor with a book in front of him and just looking at the book intently. He never looked up to check out, you know, what's Nanamrit doing? What's Bhakti Devi doing? Who's this walking by, interesting looking person? No, he was just completely absorbed. Completely absorbed. And he was always in great transcendental ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya would come by and would see him every time. And he would sort of, you know, look at him, see what's going on. And sometimes he'd see that devotee was sitting there with the book in front of him, with tears coming, pouring from his eyes. And so Lord Chaitanya thought, oh, this is something special is going on here. So, yes. So Lord Chaitanya one time went over and asked them, so, my dear sir, please tell me, what are you doing? And that devotee told him, my spiritual master instructed me that every day I must read the entire Bhagavad Gita. You know, on Gita Jayanti, we read the entire Bhagavad Gita, the verses at least. It doesn't take too long, it was 2 or 3 hours, something like that it took us. Something like that. So yes, my spiritual master told me to read the entire book every day. So here I am, and here, this is the Bhagavad Gita, and here we are. And Lord Chaitanya had noticed, well, he had noticed that that devotee sometimes was crying tears of ecstasy. But then he noticed other times some of the local devotees, like the local pandas in all these big holy places in India, in all of them, you get the local pandas, and they're into it, being pandas. Down in that part, it's Tamil Nadu, And at least in that temple, and it's pretty predominant amongst Sri Vaishnavas, they have long seekers tied up at the back. But the seeker, it's not like us, you know, we've got seeker right at the back. They have a seeker sort of like this. You know, it's like at least half of the hair on the head, or more, but tied back in a seeker. Yeah. And you know, they got this tilak, the serious tilak. I mean, oh boy. And they have their way of dressing. And, you know, often they have things in their ears and they look kind of groovy. And rings and stuff, and they cruise around. So Lord Chaitanya would see that sometimes, you know, some one, two of these local pandas would stop by this devotee who's, and now he knows he's got a Bhagavad Gita there, and they start talking to him. And there'd be a little exchange, Lord Chaitanya would see. And then the other local devotees would laugh and go away. So Lord Chaitanya, there he is now, he's speaking with that devotee. That, what are you doing? Well, my spiritual master told me to read the whole Bhagavad Gita every day. So here I am, and this is Bhagavad Gita, and this is my program. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, that's very nice. You're doing such a nice thing. Why are these other devotees, local people, why are they coming by and laughing at you like you're doing something stupid? And the devotee said, well, the thing is this. I am illiterate and I cannot read it properly. He could sort of, I mean, I'm just looking at it right now. He could sort of read it, but, you know, he couldn't read well at all. So he said, I am illiterate and therefore do not know the meaning of the words. Sometimes I read Bhagavad Gita correctly and sometimes incorrectly. But in any case, I'm doing this in compliance with the orders of my spiritual master. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him, you know, if that's the case, how is it that I see sometimes you're sitting there with tears of transcendental ecstasy just coming from your eyes? You're obviously deeply moved by Bhagavad Gita. And the devotee replied, actually, I only see Lord Krishna sitting on a chariot as Arjuna's charioteer. Taking the reins in his hands, he appears very beautiful and blackish. While seeing Lord Krishna sitting on a chariot and instructing Arjuna, I am filled with ecstatic happiness. It would appear from this that it's not necessarily that he's looking at the picture on the cover, because I have a feeling there was no picture on the cover. There's not, yeah, it's like a leaf book, some sort of creation of that sort. But rather he's seeing within his mind's eye, his heart's eye. While seeing Lord Krishna sitting in a chariot and instructing Arjuna, I'm filled with ecstatic happiness. As long as I read the Bhagavad Gita, I simply see the Lord's beautiful features. It is for this reason that I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, and my mind cannot be distracted from it. And then Lord Chaitanya said, actually, you have understood Bhagavad Gita. The devotee went on to explain that I think when I see the Lord, somehow he visualizes or he sees the Lord in his heart, instructing Arjuna, then I think, how merciful is Krishna to his devotees. Arjuna should be driving Krishna's chariot, because Arjuna's the devotee he's meant to serve. But Krishna's so merciful upon his devotees, he is driving the chariot of his devotee. And the devotee said, when I see this, when I remember this, think of this, then I cannot stop myself. Tears just come from my eyes. How merciful is Lord Krishna? And then Lord Chaitanya said, actually, you have understood Bhagavad Gita. You have understood Bhagavad Gita. And then Lord Chaitanya embraced the Brahmin. Lord Chaitanya embraced the Brahmin, and Lord Chaitanya said, not only have you understood Bhagavad Gita, but you are the authority on Bhagavad Gita. You are the authority on Bhagavad Gita. So then Lord Chaitanya embracing the Brahmin, and the Brahmin, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. The Brahmin said, upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. I take it that you are the same Lord Krishna. The mind of the Brahmin was purified by the revelation of Lord Krishna, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all detail. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then taught the Brahmin very thoroughly and requested him not to disclose the fact that he was Lord Krishna himself. That Brahmin became a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for four continuous months he did not give up the Lord's company. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ke. Srila Prabhupada ke. Go Premanande.